What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Canes Inside Daily Podcast, powered by Anna Jean and Levine Accident Attorneys. The portal keeps on cooking. Multiple sports. On the women's basketball front, the Cavender Twins are back at the U. We talked about Hannah yesterday. Haley has now joined her sister, two of the biggest stars in college basketball, back in Miami. Also, football. We're focusing on the defensive tackle position. What are some names in the portal that Miami is interested in and could be pursuing? Also have an interview with Canes Connection athlete and the best returning defensive tackle on the team, Jared Harrison Hunt. You guys are going to love that interview. He was awesome. First, I want to talk about some folks that aren't going anywhere. That is Anna Jean and Levine, offices throughout Florida. If you or someone you care about has been in an accident, you could be entitled to significant compensation. Deal with the absolute best. Anna Jean and Levine Accident Attorneys. They'll deal with your whole process beginning to end with expert care and personal attention. You are not just a number. You are a valued client. 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Take back control of your life. First bit of big news today. Like we mentioned, Haley Cavender returning to the University of Miami. She had the tweet with the reasons for her return. Of course, foremost among them, her sister Hannah returning to Miami, which she announced yesterday. Big news for women's basketball. These were two important members of that Elite Eight team. Haley being the more productive of the sisters, 12.2 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game, 2.5 assists per game, and 40% from three on that Elite Eight team. She had committed to TCU, but now with her sister returning to college basketball at Miami, she is coming back to Miami. Huge coup for Trisha Kulup, for Fitzroe Anthony, a top assistant to Trish at the University of Miami. And this is not the end. From what I'm told, Miami is still working on some pretty big moves as far as the women's basketball team and getting that thing up and running to where it was a couple of years ago. So exciting news for women's basketball. You know, in terms of the Cavender Twins coming back and why they came back, you know, they had signed NILs with the WWE last year. I thought they might be going in that direction. I think the Caitlin Clark effect is real, that the attention on women's basketball right now means it makes a lot of sense to come back to women's basketball for them. And also, look, I got to be honest, you're watching the video. The competition in the WWE right now is pretty rough. You got Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill. They're a powerful duo. And I think that might be too much for the Cavender Twins as a tag team. So they decide to leave that alone, come back to the University of Miami, and potentially make another Elite Eight Final Four run. Again, women's basketball is not done in the portal. They are continuing to look for impact talent and some exciting names being discussed, which we may be talking about later on the Canes Insight podcast. You're a women's basketball fan, men's basketball fan, get the jerseys that Canes wear. You know, they got every single color. They got the baseball jerseys. If you're still holding on to belief there, that's been a rough season. Or if you want to go to the standard football, they got the number one for Cam Ward, number one for Francisco Malanoa. Check out Caneswear on Davie or caneswear.com, the absolute best and the spot where Miami fans shop. Moving on to the football team. This is a defensive tackle-centric episode. We're going to talk about some names in the portal and also interview Jared Harrison Hunt, the best defensive tackle on the team. But back to the state of the room. You added CJ Clark from NC State. Miami coaches believe he can be NFL-caliber defensive tackle. Played great last year against the Miami Hurricanes and played great last year in general for NC State. Marley Cook, more of an undersized player, but dominated Miami when he was at Middle Tennessee. Entered the portal this year, had offers from Miami and Ohio State. Chose Miami, absolute monster in the weight room, probably the strongest pound-for-pound player in the weight room. Has that kind of wrestler, low-to-the-ground, center gravity style, where he's hard to move. He's a pain to play against. Is he going to be that stout SEC, Georgia-Alabama-type defensive tackle? That remains to be seen. I think Miami needs a little more size in that room. Jared Harrison Hunt, who we'll talk about, is definitely the athletic guy in that room. Had a great season last year, in my opinion, better than Leonard Taylor. So you got a stout guy, a stout, smaller guy. You got a nice size player, CJ Clark, moving from the nose to more of a three technique. And you have Harrison Hunt, the athletic guy. I think you need one more strong body in that defensive tackle room to really make it, if not a strength, at least not a weakness, a serviceable unit, which could potentially be above average in the ACC. Is it what we're used to in Miami, where you have the Russell Marylands, the Cortez Kennedys, the Vince Wilforks, you know, the William Joseph, even Matt Walters kind of guys. I'm not sure is there yet, but if you land another guy in the portal, you're going to have some nice experienced starters plus a young wave that could be like the defensive tackles you're used to. Five-star Justin Scott, five-star Armando Blunt, Artavius Jones, very athletic power lifter slash basketball player, and also Josh Horton, another really athletic guy with size. So there's some young talent in that room, but you want to have that bridge of experienced defensive tackle ability. First name I want to talk about in the portal, CJ West from Kent State, originally from Chicago, one of the best defensive tackles in the MAC. You see him having a sack against Georgia and Stetson Bennett. Big body kid, very good athleticism, 110 career tackles, 19 and a half tackles for loss, 7 sacks, 6'2", 315, again, 310 plus, all MAC, 89.5 grade from Pro Football Focus. So someone like CJ West, who's from Chicago, or Miami's had a lot of success lately. They signed the two best players in Chicago last year, Justin Scott, the five-star we mentioned, and Marquise Lightfoot, the five-star defensive end. It's a big city. Miami's back there this year, recruiting hard, Nathaniel Marshall, among others. They would love to have a stranglehold in the Midwest, both in the portal and in recruiting. They're doing it in recruiting. CJ West is someone who could be a factor Miami has offered, and that's a name to monitor. Steven Shrum, who really does a ton for Miami on the defensive side of the ball in the recruiting department, he was around CJ West in Kent State, so they got the background on him. Another name I want to mention from the Midwest, but originally from the South, Simeon Barrow, defensive tackle out of Michigan State. He's originally from the state of Georgia in high school. He entered the portal, had flirted with it last year, but ultimately fully in the portal now. And he is somebody that has been all-American All-Big Ten twice. Look at the stats, 110 career tackles, 18 and a half tackles for loss, 10 and a half sacks, and what I like, multiple blocked kicks. So you see the explosiveness there. He's someone that's going to have interest from top teams, whether it's Georgia, where he's originally from, Florida State, Miami. This guy's going to be a hot name. Miami will be after him. Again, experienced player, someone who's used to going against those Big Ten offensive lines. A bigger player than Branson Dean, who Miami got from the transfer portal last year from Purdue. So he was a very good player in the Big Ten, probably similar production in the Big Ten, but a smaller player than what Simeon Barrow brings. Simeon Barrow, longer, more athletic, or at least longer body is bigger. Dean was a very good athlete. But Simeon Barrow with those multiple block kicks does have the explosive ability. So Miami will be looking to add a transfer portal defensive tackle. That is why we are asking you, please consider joining Canes Connection. We got the Zoom call tonight. This is Thursday at 8. I will be having a Zoom call for Canes Connection members, giving you the absolute latest on the portal, more than I can give you here because it will be a non-public setting. It'll be a private link, which we'll send to members if you register for Canes Connection using promo code CIS. That'll also get you 20% off the first month. You will have access to that Zoom call and subsequent Zoom calls. We're going to make these Zoom calls the most exclusive insider non-public information available. This one will be focused on the portal. And you'll get that on Thursday. If you can't make it at 8 p.m., it will be recorded with a link sent to Canes Connection members. Canes Connection is going to allow us to finish strong in the portal, take care of these great athletes, including Jared Harrison Hunt, who had an unbelievable season last year, was better than the more touted Leonard Taylor, flirted with the NFL, ultimately decided to come back. Good for him. Good for Miami. And he is a really, really interesting kid, great interview, and someone with a lot of upside still as he enters his sixth season. So let's hear from Jared Harrison Hunt.
All right, Canes fans, continuing our series here with Canes Connection athletes on the Canes Insight podcast with another one here, Jared Harrison Hunt, guy who's been here for a while now at the University of Miami. And, you know, you see his face already, but he's a guy who's taken a lot of leaps in his game and excited to have him with us here. Defensive lineman at the University of Miami. Again, this is an interview in conjunction with the Canes Connection. Jared, appreciate you taking some time today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for that spring game tomorrow and just ready to work.
Talk to us about how spring has gone as a whole. We'll get into a lot of stuff in this interview, get to know you off the field, but we'll start with spring football. You coming back for your last year here in college, right? I know you had an opportunity last year. There was interest, you know, potentially to go play at the next level, right? You could have been in the draft right now, right? But decided to come back for another year, really refine your game. How was this spring for you, knowing what's on the line this next season for you?
I think this spring I wanted to take a big leap as far as, like, you know, technique wise. As like, no, I feel like I took like leaps in knowing the game. I know how to read an offense or read O-linemen's like feed and like where the play is going and stuff like that. It was more so just getting the technique stuff right and like being a better football player. And I think this spring I took leaps in that, and I appreciate Jason Taylor and Coach Joe and, you know, all the people that were behind me and, you know, and all the people that believed in me too. So it was definitely an interesting spring. It was harder than usual. Chris Ward doesn't take the gas off the pedal with that. But I think that helps, that helps in our favor, because in the next level, a lot of kids are not used to that, you know, being easy going and having to do things on your own. But this spring, it shows you, like, you have to take care of your body and, you know, in order to, like, be the pro that you want to be.
Definitely. And we hear it there. A lot of it's about technique and the little things of your position. Something no one's ever questioned with you is your athletic ability. We know your background as a basketball player. We'll get into that in a little bit more, you know, detail here in a bit. But that defensive line, man, that group as a whole, obviously a couple guys coming in as transfers, CJ Clark, Marley Cook, but there's some young guys there, right? You're the vet of that group now as well. Akeem Mezador, Ruben Bain. Oof. I mean, I see the vet of the group.
That
hit hard, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay. It's just
crazy to think about, though, right? Because you've been here for some time now, but again, it still feels like your best football is ahead of you, right?
Yes, it does. It does. Let's talk about the D-line a little bit. Akeem, it's going to be very exciting to have him back, because he's an explosive, like, playmaker, and he creates, like, a lot of opportunities for us to make plays because he puts so much pressure on the quarterback. And then when you add Ruben Bain to that, it's just like, come on, like, it's a sack city for on both sides. And then you have me and Clark and Marley in there. And don't forget about Ahmad Moen and Anthony Campbell, because he's going to sprinkle some in there too. It's just like a whole bunch of D linemen in this room. Like, we have like 20 D linemen in the room. It's just like, everybody's so athletic. Everybody's so talented. It's just going to be fun this year. Watching everybody get to the quarterback and everybody just playing good football and everybody being well rested and having, like, you know, just sheer reps and everything. Everybody's not like tired and worn down, low in numbers. Everybody, it's just, we have a deep D line, very deep.
Jared, I want to ask you, you know, you're really ahead of the curve because you moved down here from New York City in 2019, 2020, everybody from New York moved down to Miami, you know, my whole neighborhood. Yeah. So, you know, you've been here for a while, but what's that transition been like coming from New York City to Miami now that you've been here for quite a while?
People always ask me this, and I would always say, like, I feel like Miami is just like a slowed down version of just New York. Like, it's still crowded, not crowded as like New York is, but it's just like, it still gives like a city feel to it. Like it's still big town. If you go to Brickell, like, not if you're in Coral Gables and stuff like that, that's where we live. But like, if in Brickell, it gives off like Manhattan, kind of a little bit less crowded, because, you know, Manhattan gets crowded if you know you're from, like, New York. But it's just like the transition was nice. Like, I like warm weather. Like, I'm a summer baby, always love warm weather. So, like, it wasn't that hard to, like, transition from New York down to here. It really wasn't, because I was so excited to move to Miami because I never been to Miami, and then now having the chance to live down here, it was like who wouldn't, like, who couldn't adjust? Like, it's just like, you're in Miami, like, adjust.
Let me ask you, Jared, food-wise, New York has a lot of, you know, specialty stuff you're just not going to be able to find down here. Do you miss that side of it or what, man?
I miss that bacon, egg, and cheese, like, from the delis. I miss the chopped cheeses. I miss the What else I missed? I missed the Chinese stores, how they used to like drench the ketchup, the barbecue sauce, and the with the fries and chicken oil. Like it's not the same diet, like as far as food wise. It's more like, you know, Hispanic based food, but it's okay. I'm not picky when it comes to food. I just like having good food spots. So
it's nothing like having that. You know where you're from though, right? I mean, you just
you can't
get it down here. Obviously, did have the bowl game up there last year, right? So must have been cool for you to get back home a little bit.
Oh yeah, during my free time, I was all over the place. you could tell me where I couldn't go in New York. Like it was just like whenever we had time, like I spent time with my family, or like I'll go to like my favorite food spot or order food from my favorite food spot. It was just like it was good to be back home and see some family and friends, and they got to come out and see me play. And I had like, you know, a decent game, so didn't get the result that I wanted, but it was still a decent game on my part. So yeah.
Now that we're on, you know, the topic of New York home, we got to get into the basketball stuff, right? I mean, I have a couple things here I'm going to show. Let's see what we got here. We got, first of all, we'll show the picture of you, right? You're a big, obviously you're a defensive lineman, so you're a big boy on that court. But what position did you play, right? What was your style of play, right? And just give us the breakdown of Jared Harrison Hunt on the court.
Okay. I went through phases in my life when it comes to like basketball. Okay. So my freshman year in high school for basketball, like my freshman, sophomore year, I was more so like a 2-3. Like I handled the ball. Like, yeah, that was like my junior year. Like that was crazy. That was and I did that. I didn't expect me to even dunk, cause I felt like I jumped from so far. I don't know how I even made that. I was kind of surprised
myself. You made it on overtime, man. That's a big deal.
Yeah. That was a big deal for me at the time. I'd never been on overtime, but like I did something like flashy, so you got to show it. So,
right.
But during like my freshman year and sophomore year, I was more like an athletic build, skinnier build. So I was more of a 2-3. And then like, you know, during my sophomore year, senior year, because my junior year and senior year is when I transitioned into like football. So like my body started changing a little bit. So I transitioned from like a 2-3 to like a 4 and a 5. You know, I was just a big body, just getting rebounds, still athletic, still moving people out the paint. It was just my game style did change a lot, though. I had to, like, you know, conform to like basketball conditioning and then go straight into football conditioning and then go right back into like, it was kind of hard. It was kind of hard, but like I enjoyed playing basketball and I enjoyed playing football, so I didn't really mind it. So,
I was going to ask you, was that like hard for you to fully commit to? All right, I got to put this weight on, but I'm a hooper too, so I gotta stay a little slim, you know, at the right time of year. So that must have been, I would think, tough for you to like fully commit to being a big boy, man.
Yeah, it was kind of tough because I didn't know how to like, you know, maintain a healthy body. I was like, you know, I was uneducated. I didn't know. I just thought you just eat a lot of like food and you just get big and just, you know, do what D linemen do, but. Then transitioning from football to basketball, that was horrible because I had to do suicides as a fat boy. And, you know, that's not good at all. That's just horrible. I was like the last on like every suicide. And I kept making my team do suicides, you know. And basketball at Christ the King is just no joke because Coach Joe Bertello, he don't play. He don't care if you came from football and you're, you know, transitioning into conditioning for basketball. He's like, you got to give effort. He's just like principal in that aspect. Like, just show that you're trying at least and put in effort. So, yeah.
Let me ask you, because we had, you know, Tommy Kinsler on. We talked about the offensive linemen, how they play. You mentioned that he's the point guard. He says Inez Cooper's the shooter. Mount Noah's in the paint. McCoy's out there with the dunks. Do you play basketball with the offensive linemen? Do you play with the defense? You know, what? Give me the scouting report of the guys you play with on the team.
I haven't played basketball in so long. It's probably been like 2 years since I touched the basketball. Like since I've been taking this, my football seriously, I haven't touched basketball in a minute because I'm scared. I don't want to like, because when I play basketball, I'm going to get competitive. I'm going to want to play hard. I'm going to want to, you know, cross people up and like try to dunk the ball on somebody. Like that's just like my inner New York, I guess. Like I can't help it. So I don't want to. I can't say who's like, you know, the best player on the team right now. I've been hearing like, you know, We got some good youngsters on the team that could play basketball. Like who played basketball? X is like a good, you know, spot up shooter. Jalen Rivers, you'd be surprised. He's a good big. He knows how to move people at the paint. He has a light little finger touch, little finger roll. Who else? Jaden Wayne. There's a couple of them on the team, but I haven't played basketball with them in a minute. But right now, if I could, like, I haven't touched the basketball in a minute, but I still feel like I could still handle the ball. Like, it's just going to come easy to me. Like, I used to, like, dribble up the down sidewalks just dribbling the ball. Because that's just like something New Yorkers do if you're just into basketball. So,
I got one more New York related question. Who are your teams up there? Because obviously you have a ton of options, and you know.
I used to be a Knicks fan, but since I'm from Brooklyn, I would say the Nets. Because you know, when KD and Kyrie was there, I was a fan. As far as football, I would say the Giants because I was a fan of Saquon Barkley when I first came out. So watching him play, well, getting the chance to watch him play, you know, last season, and then not the years before that because he was hurt, but like still, I like Saquon Barkley as a back. So yeah,
you know, Brooklyn,
I got to meet him in person too. So that's a plus. Yeah.
Listen, Brooklyn, New York City in general, a lot of great music coming out of there, but a lot of it came out before you were born or when you were a baby. So music wise, do you listen to New York music or do you listen to music from all over?
I listen to music all over. I would say I listen to a lot of Caribbean music. There's a huge Caribbean presence in New York. So, like, and plus my family is Caribbean. So I listen to that all the time. But I do listen to New York music. I wouldn't say I listen to all the old school rap because, you know, I used to listen to Jay-Z, Kanye, and all them boys. But I'm more of like, I don't know if y'all know who this is, but like Sleepy Hollow or Chef G or J.I. the Prince, New York, like, or Stunna Gambino, like people, those are people, or J Dot, like, you know, like drill music, some drill music, but I get into everything. I'm not going to say I'm just for this particular kind of music. I like
hey, it all. It rest good. In peace, Pop Smoke, man. Talking about those guys. I mean,
yeah, Pop Smoke was going to go global. He was going to take New York all over the world, but you know,
he was the one. But
let me ask you, sorry, Pete, Jared, you mentioned the Caribbean background. So what part of the Caribbean is your family from?
Guyana. It's in South America. People don't like to say it's not in the Caribbean islands, but we share the same, you know, way of living and traditions.
Look, I there's a lot of Guyanese people here in Florida. I know I worked with a couple of them. So have you been able to experience some of that culture here in Miami?
No, I haven't really seen a lot of Caribbean people. Well, maybe because we're in Coral Gables, I haven't seen them a lot down here. But I'm to be honest, like when I get some free time, I'm looking to go and like see the authentic Guyana itself. Like I want to go to like Guyana. Like, but I heard it's not a really wealthy country. Weather's kind of bad, economy's kind of bad. But still want to see it though. Just to get where I'm from.
Your roots.
Yeah, just the roots. Yeah, I just want to see.
A few more things before we let you go here, Jared. Obviously, got to talk about Kane's connection, who this interview is being brought to everyone here by. Your relationship with them and how they've kind of helped you grow. Obviously, such an important era in college sports where building your brand and building outside of the football field is such an important thing. So talk about what Kane's connection has, you know, kind of helped you with since you've partnered up with them.
As far as building my brand, I haven't gotten a chance to, but they helped me in ways that they can't imagine. Like, you know, now that we're getting paid, it helped me in other ways as far as like helping my family. My family was they weren't struggling, but like it was more so just they, you know, after COVID, things, you know, inflation, things got more pricier. So you have to like, you know, help people out. And that's what I would be able to do. But as far as building my brand, I do need like help in that. So I probably would more like need to, you know, interact with Kane's Connection more to, you know, build my brand based off of that. But I don't know if they have stuff that I like. I'll probably say, I don't know if they have like, you know, veterinary offices, because I'm more of like a animal person, like dog person. So I don't know if they have like stuff like that I'm interested in.
So that's what your life after football is going to look like. And you're working with animals.
Yeah, canine training on, and even like just, you probably see me in a zoo, like messing with a chimpanzee or something. I don't know. Like, it's just, I love animals. So God's creations, it's just, they're great. They're raw. They're authentic. They can't fake it. So.
Jared, let me ask you something just real quick on football. You know, one of the things that make you such a valuable player for this team and in the future for the NFL is that you play all over the line, right? You stand up, you play on the edge, you play on the inside. Now you do all those things. I know you do it all for the team and you'll be doing that in the NFL as well, having that versatility. Is there one particular spot that you really enjoy playing at?
Ooh. I would say I do like three tech. But I also like the end. Like those one-on-ones are just like, it's just fun. It's just one-on-one, man-to-man. Like three tech, sometimes you get those double teams, but I don't mind double teams. You just got to play that with good technique and low pads. But if I pick one, I'll probably pick an end. I like the end. I do like playing end. And it's just so fun. Just one-on-one pass rush or just one-on-one blocking, like defeating one man. I tend to have more success with that because I've been taking on double teams my whole college career. So, yeah. Taking on one man is not going to, like, change anything.
Jared, this will be the last question for me. Again, we talked about it in the beginning, but your decision to come back for a final year, right? I mean, just talk about what went into that. And, I mean, again, just we kind of talked about it at the start of the show, but does it kind of put more importance on what the season is for you? You know, does that change what your mindset is going into this year?
Yes. Just off the simple fact that it is my last year and don't got any more. So when I first started this year off, I came in with a different mindset. So I wanted to be better on the field and off the field because anything you do, it's like anything you do is just, it's just how you're going to do it. So when I made the decision and decided to come back, I decided to bet on myself and just have a great year to where like I'm projected to be either first round talent or second round talent, whatever God blesses me with. But I didn't think that last year was like what I could. What I displayed last year isn't something that I feel like
you want to be the last kind of showing for yourself in college.
Yeah, but I want it to be like a complete full showing of my like skill set, and I didn't think I got the chance to do that last year. Even though we were low in numbers, that's no excuse. It's just I didn't get to do what I wanted to do because last year was supposed to be my last year technically, but it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. So this year is just different year, different mindset, same goal.
Jared Harrison Hunt, man, excited to see you out there on the field this season, one of the leaders for this defense and, you know, setting an example, right? Weren't completely happy with how last year ended. So you said, I got to come back and, you know, be a part of the change for this season. So thank you once again for taking the time with us today, Jared, and with Kane's Connection. And best of luck this season. Best of luck in the spring game.
Thank you guys for having me, and you guys have a great day.
Yeah. This an insight to the Canes, and you know we ain't playing no games. Joaquin said dominate, so that's what we do. Home of the legends and seventh floor crew, down in Miami where hurricanes brew. You here for the rumors, we bring you the news, cause it's all about the you. And nobody do it like Canes Insight. 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 It's Canes Insight.